Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC for this first day of April. Joining me as every Friday, we have Rob Bacon, our state representative, who talks about what's going on in the Iowa legislature this week. And Rob, good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning, Pat.
Nice
and
morning.
So far, it's been a nice morning. No April Fool jokes have been pulled out of me yet.
Right. So. I've been lucky so far, so you and me both. Anyway, let's talk about this week. It sounds like we were just talking off air, kind of a slow week in a way with there, Rob. Am I correct on that?
It was slow, and then a lot of some bills went past quickly, and then the brakes came back on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's typical for this time of year in the session. Get a lot of things done and then wait. And that's the way it was. So Monday we had some discussion on bills and legislation. And then Tuesday and Wednesday. And then yesterday was our Pioneer Law Day, honoring those who have 20 years ago who were elected into either the House or the Senate. And then last night we had a memorial service for 31 former members who have passed away in the last 2 years. Almost 300 in attendance at that in the Senate chambers last night. Quite moving. Good to pay honor and remember those who put the path out before us.
And we salute them for their work in the Iowa State House of Representatives and the Senate throughout these many years.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Here we are, the 12th week of the legislature, and I was saying that. How successful do you think it's been these last 12 weeks, Rob?
There's some frustration, and then there's a lot of good successes that we've had. One of the little minor successes we had this week, for those who put in solar panels and didn't get that tax credit that was promised them if they had it in before December 31st of 2021, a lot of people did get the credit, but then all of a sudden there was no tax credit given. So what we did in the House is we didn't extend the tax credit, but we said if you have, if you applied for it and you were denied and everything was installed by the 21st or you had ordered things like that by the 21st of December last year, apply for that credit. We are going to honor that credit, and I think we set aside over the next 5 years for that. Excuse me, Pat. We set aside over $3 million to honor that tax credit. Mm-hmm. So the good news is if you put that on your house and you were promised a tax credit and didn't get it, make application for it. So that's pretty good. The bird flu that's coming through right now, I see where Secretary Nag has put a 30-day hold on all bird exhibitions and everything, and again, keep your flocks away from wild birds to protect them. So that was discussed quite a bit. I know that I think it was up in Hamilton County this last week, the last 2 weeks, we had to put a flock of turkeys down.
Yes, I think it was 28,000 altogether there, Rob.
Yep, that's the number that I was thinking. I can't imagine the hit that takes for that one barn.
Sure.
So, yeah, and then the big thing, Pat, is, I say the big thing, but our education budget. Now, I'm not talking the K-12 budget that will be huge, that will pass here in this next week or two, but our education for the regents and the School of the Blind, things like this, the college-age students, whatever, but it's an increase of $113 million alone just for the Department of the Blind that we voted for. And the Student Aid Commission, a lot of money going to be invested in education. Let's just put it that way, Pat. The $6.5 million increase for our community colleges that are doing great. And although the Regent universities didn't see an increase, they did see an increase in several programs. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but for example, Iowa State University in Ames, $905 million. I'm sorry, yeah, $905 million for a state cybersecurity simulator. Now, why is that important? With a lot of our computers, now look at happened last summer at DMAC campus down in Ankeny. Their computers got hacked, mm-hmm. and it was a ransomware type thing. So if we can start training people how to get in and undo that. So we have a simulator program that we're starting so that if you're interested in becoming an anti-hacker, this is a great program to get into. And they'll have simulators where you can come in and practice hacking in the program and unhacking. It's just a great new, whoever thought 5 years ago we'd be needing anything like this. But it's going to be a good program, Pat.
Again, we're talking with Rob Bacon, our state representative, on our Community Corner show this Friday morning here on KQWC. What else happened this past week there, Rob?
Well, education bill.
Yes.
We had one with, we call it a transparency bill. And it keeps good teachers good, simply put. It kind of requires that the syllabus be placed on the Internet. You and I would call them a card catalog when we went to school, but that's all
those days very well.
Yes, I still remember thinking, now how else could we categorize that? But all that's electronically now, and the bill requires that that material, those books and everything, be listed on the school's website. Now, so if a parent wants to go in and look at what kind of books the children are looking at or what's available, that's great. Now, it has a negative aspect, but it can also go in and say, hey, listen, we do have that book online, and you can get it. The teachers have, at the end of the week, put the plan online, and they can always change it by the end of the week, and if they forget to do it, they have 14 days to put any change in their program, their daily planning up on the screens. When I say on the screen, I mean on the computer, Pat. And mm-hmm. if they forget to do it, like I say, they have 14 days, right? And if they refuse to do it, the school is fined, and basically, I don't see anyone really trying to break the law. So,
So mainly this week was all about education bills in the Iowa legislature, from what you're telling us.
Pretty much so. Budget bills come through. Next week, we'll hopefully get our RIF budget done. And when I talk about RIF, that's an acronym for Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure.
Okay.
And but it deals with just basically the buildings and things like this. What we need to watch out for, though, Pat, on that is in the coming years, in the next 5 years, a lot of that budget money comes from gambling. When I say a lot of it, over 95% of it comes from gambling. That's what funds our RIF budget. Over on our West Coast, Nebraska, when I say West Coast, I mean the western border of Iowa, the people in Nebraska are going to be building casinos, and we figure that's going to take up to 35% of our gambling revenue out of this state. So that's something the RIF budget people are going to have to be watching over the next years.
Mm-hmm. And that will be discussed next week, you say, at the RIF?
I believe it should be. I just got the budget thrown on my desk yesterday. Mm-hmm. So usually that's a good sign it's coming up within the next few days for discussion. So I'll go over that Monday morning when I'm there looking at it, see any particulars. And that's going up. And then our health and human service budget will be coming up, and that will be $2.1 billion. And I have yet to see that on the on my desk. Talking with Representative Fry, who chairs that budget, they were still working on it Wednesday when I left.
All right, so we'll look forward to those bills coming up in the next week or so. And you're still shooting for what there, Rob, to finish up the session sometime late April, you think, or...
Oh, yeah, I think we'll be done Maundy Thursday. I think we'll be done on the 14th.
All right, so another two more weeks.
Yep, just about two more weeks. To be honest with you, I'll be surprised if we aren't. But we are scheduled to go until the 19th.
Okay.
February, yes.
I mean April.
Of April, yes.
I don't want to think about February then, Rob.
No, I don't either, but I just wanted to say this. Last week, Pat, I told people that that moratorium on the pipelines coming through
yes.
was 6 months, and it goes until February next year. It's just not 6 months. I misspoke last week. I had two bills in my head mixed up. So this moratorium that we talked about briefly last week will actually be until February of 2023.
All right. So
providing the Senate picks it up. So mm-hmm. yeah.
All right. We'll look forward to that in the months to in the weeks to come. At least a few more weeks, anyway, before the
yes.
legislature can
yes.
it ends, and we're shooting for around the middle part of next month. Well, Rob, we appreciate the time. We'll look for another visit coming up next Friday here on KQWC.
Look forward to it, Pat.
All
Have
right.
a great week.
You do the same. Stay tuned for a visit with John Greenfield about Ducks Unlimited right after this.